Welcome back. Welcome back, Pensacola. This is the Andrew McKay Show. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton. Andrew McKay, News Radio, Pensacola, 92.3. And we have on the line next for you is Terry Jenkins. And Terry is the executive director. She's the executive director of the Red Cross of Northwest Florida. And we're going to talk all things Red Cross for the next few minutes with Terry. Terry, are you there?
Good morning, Charles. Yes, I am.
Okay. How are you doing this morning? How are you doing?
I'm good. My cats are fed and I'm drinking hot coffee. So it's start to a great day.
Must be nice. Must be nice. My coffee is cold, but I'm still drinking it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Terry, you know, you have been really, really busy lately with the Red Cross of Northwest Florida. We've had some disasters. Bring our audience up to date on where we are, all things Red Cross, including blood drives, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'll start out with what's top of mind, which is Hurricane Dan. And it did not affect our area here in Escambia County. But as I shared last week, we still have 3.5 months left of hurricane season. And the last situation or event that I recall, I've only been in Pensacola for 2 years. I relocated from South Georgia almost 2 years ago for the job position. And I've been with the Red Cross 17 years. And so my last recollection of an event, weather event here, was in 2020 with Hurricane Sally. And I have family here, so they were affected. So I like to say that disaster doesn't discriminate. You know, don't think that it can't happen. Everybody in this area knows and has seen for years and years what Mother Nature can do and how devastating it is. What the Red Cross strives to do every day is educate the community. The chapter, the Northwest chapter, covers 10 counties. And we have an office in Panama City, and then our local office is located in the Industrial Park, Ellison Industrial Park, off of Copter and Sturdivant Road. we are here 24/7 and educate, prepare, you know, respond, recover. That's what the Red Cross does, and what we do best is offer hope to the communities. But the one thing, in light of Hurricane Debbie, for the last 3 years, Ian shifted, and I just moved here when Ian happened, where I happened 2 weeks after I moved here. Ian, Idalia, and now Debbie. They could have come our way, but they did not. Ernesto is now being tracked, and so we just don't know. But the idea is to make sure that you have your supplies, either at your home, your office, your church, have a go kit in your car, have your family escape plan in place, you know, practice it with your family in the case of a home fire or if you have to evacuate. And pets are part of your family too. So please include the pets in your family planning. And the Red Cross can offer information. We offer free briefings, disaster briefings to any agency or company. And you can always find information out online on our redcross.org North Florida region page.
Okay. That's good information. Could you tell us about the previous hurricane? You say we wasn't affected that much here in Northwest Florida. Could you give us an area that was impacted and the status of those areas?
Yes, sir. So right now, Hurricane Debbie, I think, has made its way all the way up into Canada. And so the North Florida region consists of three major offices in Jacksonville, Tallahassee, and here in Pensacola. The Capital Area Chapter, located in Tallahassee, covers seven counties. More than half of those seven counties were affected by Debbie. So staff and volunteers here have been supporting the operation because it's part of our region. Hundreds of people stayed in shelters a few days after impact. But what the Red Cross also does is we pre-positioned supplies and human resources a couple of days ahead of impact. And the National Disaster Team, this is their day job 24/7, as well as ours, the local Red Cross is to monitor the weather and see what the projections look like in pre-position. So actually, before impact, there were people in place and supplies in place before Debbie made landfall. And so 11 staff and volunteers from Northwest have been supporting the operation virtually and physically, myself included. And the volunteers are wonderful. You're a wonderful volunteer. And so we thank everybody for their time. But more than 500 overnight stays in shelters. At one time, there were 19 shelters open, you know, in the area. And so Central Florida, again, is not part of our region, but the operation was lumped together. And so, but now things are subsiding here. And so Sarasota, Manatee County, and Central Florida, they have been massively impacted as well. So the three main areas that we're targeting are outside of our jurisdiction, Columbia, Suwannee, and Hamilton counties, because of the rivers potentially cresting later in the week, causing more receding, rising, flooding, and so many people have been flooded out. And I've checked on family and friends, you know, in Valdosta, where I moved from, and then also Lake City, Live Oak area. So we are on standby to reopen shelters, and shelter teams are on standby in case there is an event to take place in a few days from now, and the shelters would need to be reopened. So giving out hot meals, we partnered with several agencies, but hot meals, mobile feeding, disaster supplies were given out to affected families. And then what the people, what the community may not realize also, mental health care and disaster medical service, if they've lost medicines and different things for infants or senior citizens, all of those items are replaced and offered. The program spiritual care, mental health services are offered, and then our disaster mental health and medical services team have been working tirelessly, helping everybody, encouraging them, reassuring them, and making a plan for recovery.
Terry, if I had someone come up to me the other day and they mentioned
I need to do traffic on the fives. Real quick, before then we
Terry,
get
just hold on for a minute.
Yeah, ECUA Bulk Waste's service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Take a look at the roads right now. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. But remember, the school buses are out as it is the first day of school. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John, for that traffic update. Terry, I'm back. I was going to what I was going to mention is the blood drive. We do blood drives. I had someone walk up to me the other day, and I was speaking to them about the American Red Cross and that blood drive, and they asked me about Red One. Was there something that went on with Red One as far as a data breach or something that recently that you may or may not be familiar with?
Well, I am not familiar with that, so I can't speak to that. I did read a brief blip in the news with One Blood, and so there was a situation, but I don't know enough to speak to that.
Okay.
Blood drives take place at our local office two times a month on 9111 Sturdivant Street. And actually, we have a blood drive tomorrow from 12 to 4, August 13th, from 12 to 4 at that location. And people can download the blood donor app and find appointments and openings online for that drive. And then we also have another one because a week ago today, National Red Cross released a critical appeal for blood. Because of the hurricane, more than 24 blood drives were canceled in our area. And then in the affected areas, like between here and Tallahassee, you know, and south of Georgia. So we are fortunate that people have the opportunity to donate blood, you know, at least twice a month, sometimes three, right here in Pensacola. So tomorrow, again, August 13th, 12 to 4, August 28th, 12 to 4, and every donor that donates blood receives a $20 Amazon gift card. And because of hurricanes, tornadoes, all of this affects collecting life-saving blood. And so we have a generous community here, from what I've been able to determine. And I see the regulars that donate. I was a regular 56-day donor myself until I was hospitalized last year and a heart defect was detected. So I'm still waiting to get the all clear to donate blood. But it is critically needed, and just the opportunity to save a life. One unit can potentially save up to three lives. And again, due to Mother Nature weather events, blood drives have been canceled. So the Red Cross Blood Donor app is a very wonderful tool. It tracks your blood journey. It shows you where your blood ends up going to the facility where people need it the most. And so I would just encourage that everybody kind of come donate the gift of life tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. I want to thank you for that, Terry. That's good information. And I have a sheet here, and I have a flyer here in front of me. It says Pensacola Red Cross Blood Drive, Tuesday, August 13th, 2024, 3 up to 4 p.m., 9111 Studevant Street, Pensacola, and the app. What can they go to get that app? What can they go to get that app real quick?
Well, it depends on if you have an iPhone or a Droid. It's on the Google. It's in the Google Store, and the iPhone and Apple. And so you just kind of Google Red Cross app, and the symbol is obvious. You know, the white background with red. You know, for hurricane, it's or the emergency app. It's kind of like a little disaster icon, the blood drop, you know, for the Red Cross Blood Donor app. And speaking of apps, I'd like to kind of go back to the emergency app, Red Cross emergency app. It replaced the tornado and hurricane apps last summer. And so this is a one-stop shop app where people can download again on, if you have a Droid or iPhone, you can research it. And it works in conjunction with the National Weather Service and offers real-time alerts of weather events in your area by keying in your zip code. It also shows where the shelters are located all across the country. And so if you have family, say, like in Texas, where Hurricane Beryl just happened, you would be able to kind of see where shelters are to refer loved ones, wherever they are, where they can go to get have a safe place to go and get the resources they need as they wait before they can go back to their home. So the emergency app and the Red Cross Blood Donor app, we have a pet first aid app and a regular first aid app, and fires. Fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, every Red Cross is responding.
Terry, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us that update on the American Red Cross, Northwest Florida, and nationally. And we'll be talking to you again. So thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I know sometimes health people exists. Think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
For guys who get it done, let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
At Pensacola Morning News. Let's head over and check in with Steve for our headlines.
Well, the Summer Olympics are over. The closing ceremony included appearances and performances from the likes of Tom Cruise, Snoop Dogg, Billie Eilish, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers as Paris is handing over the Summer Games to Los Angeles. Team USA, by the way, won 40 gold medals and 126 overall. USA! And the Russian Army, it looks like they have a battle right going on right now. The Ukrainian forces are as much as 19 miles inside the Russian border in parts of the Kursk region. Ukrainian security official says thousands of troops have been deployed in the surprise offensive, and that's what's happening.
Let's take a quick look at your roadways right now. Don't see any accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much. Steve. Right now in the studio, we have...
We've got about 30 seconds, so preview. We've got Chief Deputy Andrew Hobson here from the Escambia County.
Yeah, Sheriff Department, and we're going to talk about back to school, traffic, and all the things that family and everyone need to pay attention to. Back, everything back to school from a transportation perspective.
It's almost anything, or at least I'll try.
It's Pensacola Morning News. Good morning, 6:30. Fox News is up next.
Gianjalosi, the Pentagon is sending more troops, Navy ships, and fighter jets to Israel as the country braces for retaliation after the assassination of Hamas's political leader last month.
Regional sources are concerned that an attack from Iran could come in less than 24 hours. Despite an ongoing guessing game about when the Iranian action might happen, officials appear more concerned and confident that we are reaching hour zero.
Fox's Trey Gangs in Haifa, Israel, Iran-backed Hezbollah reportedly fired rockets into Israel today, but most were shot down. President Biden speaking to CBS Sunday morning about his decision to drop out of the presidential race.
A number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races.
He says the critical issue for him remains maintaining democracy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31, 78 degrees right now and clear. I'm Steve Taylor from News Radio 92.3. Escambia County Area Transit has recently been awarded a $21 million grant from the Federal Transit Administration for an electric bus, also a charging station and workforce training project focused on boosting transportation reliability and improving air quality for the residents of Escambia County. The grant is going to bring 9 35-foot electric buses and 4 electric cutaways to ECAT to replace existing diesel-fueled 2006-2007 model buses. Those new buses are expected to join the fleet by 2026. A proposed island restoration project in Perdido Key could make boaters and businesses both happy. Escambia County is looking to use the dredging of the Intracoastal Waterway to restore the Sunset Islands. Some of the sand will also be used for beach renourishment. The small islands in the middle of the ICW are a popular parking spot for boaters, but Tim Day, Escambia County's Coastal Zone Manager, says the islands are slowly degrading.
The Sunset Island project currently is in a design phase. We're working on procurement to bring an engineer on board to coordinate with the county and the Army Corps of Engineers to develop an entirely new place of disposal for sands that are dredged in the Intracoastal Waterway.
However, a proposed project could change that. The county says the waterway is dredged every few years. The sand is normally dumped along the shoreline. This time, the county wants to dump the sand and enlarge the islands. The county says this project is still in the design phase and would need to be approved by the county commissioners. The potential next tropical weather maker is continuing to show signs of getting more organized. A tropical wave far out over in the Atlantic Ocean is continuing to have a high formation chance. Through 7 days, the formation chance is 90%, and it's possible advisories will be issued during the early to middle part of next week. Advisories will be issued if the weather maker becomes a tropical depression or a named storm. The next on the list is Ernesto. Let's check the forecast for Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. It will be a hot day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees, mostly sunny skies with just a 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the hot and sunny weather around for Tuesday, high near 96 degrees, 20% chance of rain. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. Thanks, Steve. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. We are seeing some delays on Highway 90 right around the Pea Ridge area, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Right now, it's a beautiful sunrise, 78 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton at 6:35. Next news is at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The city of New Orleans is working hard to prepare for next year's Super Bowl. Volunteers have been separated into committees to tackle the to-do list before February, which include hotel blocks being booked, potholes being filled, and parking spots being leased. More than 500 individual projects, from street repairs to lighting upgrades, have commenced for the city. The Super Bowl will be held at Caesars Superdome in February. It Ends With Us, the romance drama starring Blake Lively, came in second at the box office this weekend with a stellar $50 million opening. But in first, Deadpool and Wolverine made just over $54 million in ticket sales this weekend. The film overall has surpassed $1 billion at the box office, making it the second R-rated film to achieve this milestone. Futures are mixed ahead of key inflation data that is due out later this week. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 51, the NASDAQ up 85, and the S&P 500 up 24. That's Your Money Now.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools. I've served as a teacher, assistant principal, principal, director of federal programs, and now as superintendent, I lead 3,100 educators as they serve our 29,000 students. Our children and the taxpayers of Santa Rosa County deserve a superintendent who has a successful track record and experience. So on August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi.
What do they have in common?
They both covered the RNC from Milwaukee. Now it's the Democrats' turn. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News and Bobby Rossi on Pensacola Right Now will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi. Catch their interviews and observations throughout the convention on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show, News Radio, Pensacola 92.3. And in the studio with us this morning, we have Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs from the Escambia County Sheriff Department.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew, Chief Deputy. We want to talk all things back to school, transportation. Today is the first day of school. Let us know what the parents and the citizens of Escambia County and the surrounding area should be aware of as from your perspective and the Sheriff Department.
Absolutely. First and foremost, we're going to have to practice patience this morning. Everybody, this is new for everybody. We've been out for the summer. Bus drivers are trying to do the best they can. These are some new routes for them. Some of these kids have never been at this bus stop. They've never been at this school. It's the first time for a lot of people. In those rider lines, in those car rider lines, let's be patient. This is the first time some of these parents are bringing their children to school, and everyone's nervous. We remember, we all know how it is the first day of school, and these teachers have been working their butts off for the past month or so getting ready. My wife and I brought our children to orientation this last week. Granger, my 8-year-old, goes to Beulah Elementary, and Nora, my 4-year-old, goes to Marcus Point. So we went there, and it hit me. I was thinking, people don't give enough credit for these teachers that have been spending hours and hours and hours getting ready for it. It's like their Super Bowl. It's their first day. And then at the elementary school, we had a guardian, and his interaction with the children was amazing. The sheriff's office, the training division, trains all the guardians. They're employees of the school board, but we do all the training, and the training is very, very difficult. So once they graduate that and go through that, I tell you this, that I feel extremely comfortable knowing my child is at an Escambia County school with a guardian. And then in the schools that we do have SROs, we have 22 SROs that'll be in schools throughout the county today. And then we'll have our traffic units out. And here's the other thing about patience. Do not go past a school bus with its lights out, with the sign out. Don't do it. If you do it in a school zone, it's going to be an enhanced penalty. If you're on your cell phone in a school zone and you're not paying attention, it's an enhanced penalty. Just leave a little earlier. Take a little time. Remember, everybody's trying to get to the same place. And, you know, those are our biggest complaints we get on the first day of school normally, is people going through the stop signs when the school bus has their stop sign out. Don't do it, because you don't know if that child's coming around the front. You don't know if a child's coming across there. You don't want to be the reason a child doesn't get to their first day of school. Just be patient, pay attention, and understand that we're all in it together. You know, I try to explain to everybody, we're all in this together. You know, my wife is at home getting my two kids ready right now, and she was texting me earlier talking about things that she was trying to get done. And we're all trying to get to work. We're all trying to get our kids to school. And we all want our kids to have a great day, and we want to have an amazing, safe school year. It's an amazing time. I personally know that it's going to start getting cool shortly. Once school starts, I know that high school football starts, college football starts, and then the weather starts to change, thank goodness, because I don't know about you all. It has been really hot.
I sit here and I listen to you, and it makes so much sense, because I just think about people trying to get to work or trying to get here and trying to get there. And what you got to think about, there's nothing more important. If you didn't leave on time, and you have to just add additional time, not as school is in, mm-hmm. while you used to leave at maybe 6:45, you may need to leave at 6:30. You may need to tack in 15 or 20 minutes to allow for traffic, because there's nothing more important than that particular child. So that's one of the key things. Just sitting here, the way you spoke to it, stuff that I knew, man. It was very passionate. I can tell that you're in that business. Give us some other stuff. What do you say to the parents? As for some parents, when they drop their kids off, based on the age group and all, how should they deal with that? Say should you keep an eye on the kid, say at a bus stop, or how should that parent?
Yeah, I think that it's all about the comfort of the parent and what they know about their community they live in. A bus stop, you can sit there and wait. You can, my son and daughter get driven to school because my wife, we have the ability to. But growing up, I was, you know, I talk about being raised by a single mother. She had 3 or 4 jobs to keep the lights on. She couldn't, so I had to be at a bus stop. But the first one or two days, she would come and she would take a little break from her or one of her jobs, and she would sit there and wait. If it's the first time you've been at that bus stop, I don't think it's a problem. But I also think you should have that conversation with your children. If they see something that they think strange at that school bus stop, they need to tell somebody. If you know, it's the old saying, see something, say something. But you have to have a conversation. We have to make sure we have conversations with our children about what to do if a stranger walks up. You know, sometimes with social media and everything we live in today, people forget the little things. I even do it. You know, I take for granted that my 8-year-old, I think he's a genius, and then he says something. I'm like, well, maybe he's not a genius. But, you know, the common sense little things that children don't hear or don't see, you need to talk to them about that, saying, hey, don't talk to strangers. If a car comes up, don't get in it. You know, we don't have those issues very often in Escambia County. We did a couple years ago. We had a young lady that was attempted to be grabbed at a bus stop, but she did great. She fought. She dropped to the ground. But her parents had had that conversation with her. When you drop them off, I catch myself. If I drop my son or my daughter off, I wait till they walk all the way in. Now, I might be a bit overprotective. I might be. That's a good chance that might be a problem I have. But I think that as long as you as a parent feel secure, Sheriff Simmons and I were talking about it Friday. He was talking to me about orientation, and we were talking about, he was asking about our SROs. He is extremely, extremely engaged in the safety of our children at our schools. We are blessed to have Sheriff Simmons as the sheriff of Escambia County. And we were talking about it, and we were going through it. Our SROs go to a conference every year, FASRO, which is usually in Central Florida, and it's for SROs, and they get some of the newest and best training, and it's an ability for them all to get together and talk to other SROs. So I also want you to understand that the SROs and the guardians that are in these schools are as well-trained as professional law enforcement on our side and guardians on the other side as you can have. But those SROs, when I was talking to them this week about, or last week, about how their school year was, they're excited. They're excited to see those kids. The SROs in these schools have a special bond with the children that they interact with, because it's just not protecting them, it's interacting with them. It's listening to them when they need someone to listen to. You know, it's extension of the school administration. You know, our teachers, our school administrators, they do something that I don't know I could do. They have the patience that I could. When I watched, when we were in orientation the other day, and there was, I don't know, a lot of kids. There was a whole bunch of them, and they're running all over the place, and these teachers are smiling, and the guardian was smiling, and I was like, ooh, y'all are better than me. My two kids make me want to cry sometimes. I couldn't imagine having all these other children. So, you know, I say this a lot, and some people are not sure I mean it until they talk to me in person, but we are so blessed to live in Escambia County. We're so blessed to live in the panhandle of Florida, where we have professional law enforcement officers. We have professional teachers. We have people that truly care about our children and their education and their safety and the environment they're learning in. And I think that with everything that happens and the negativity we see every day in and out on social media and on the media outlets and even in person sometimes, sadly, we need to take a pause while we're driving today and just be thankful for where we live and thankful for the men and women of law enforcement and first responders and teachers and school administrators that woke up today and their only goal is to make sure your children have the best first day of school that they can have.
You know, I sit and I think about the SRO.
I need traffic on the fives, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly, starting to see some delays right around Pensacola High School, but that's, of course, school started, so just be careful out there. We'll be back with Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs and from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office in just a minute, right here on News Radio 92.3.
So you're getting ready to do a home improvement project, and you're just sure that you know how to do it and the best way to do it and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. they will have seen it. And they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result and you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be, and that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers of the bar. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Andrew McKay Show. News Radio Pensacola 92.3. I am your guest host, Charles Thornton. And in the studio with me, we have Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs from the Escambia County Sheriff Department talking all things back to school as far as transportation. You mentioned something to me earlier about the resource officers that we have in school. And as I was talking to you offline, to me personally, I feel like that's a bonding experience for these kids as far as their interaction and building some type of relationship with law enforcement. Can you expound on that?
Absolutely. You know, the SROs, first of all, if a person, we don't make people go to SRO. They ask to go to SRO. So it's something that they have in their heart that they want to do. They want to be there with your children day in and day out. A, make sure that they have a safe environment to learn in. But they also want to have a bond, an interaction. When you go talk to SROs about people in middle school or high school, Or if you go simply like the sheriff and I, Sheriff Simmons and I go to when a high school football season starts, you'll see us at multiple different football games. We both played football at Pine Forest. Of course, he was a little ahead of me. But so we love high school football. We love athletics. But when we go and we interact with our SROs, they know all the kids. The kids are coming up and talking to them. They're like, hey, da, da, da. And it's crazy to see that the SROs know about these kids' families, about everything they have going on, because they are completely involved. They sit there and they speak to your children day in and day out. They welcome them when they get there. They talk to them when they're having a bad day. One of our SROs is not going to let a child walk by them and have an upset face. They're going to ask them if they're okay. They're going to ask them if they can help them with anything. The men and women of our SRO division are truly a special breed of people. They care on a level that is beautiful to see. It helps make our school district what it is. When our SROs are the level of professional and trained officers that we have out there, it just helps everybody. And again, I feel secure and proud of every one of them. But yeah, that relationship, we were talking about that. Sorry, I went down that road of just being proud of them. I get so excited sometimes about how great they are. But the interaction, the time they spend, they care for your children on a level of a parent, that they take their responsibility for the safety and security of your child, because a lot of our officers have children in those schools too. So they know how important it is. They know how important it is to you all to be able to go to work and not have to worry about your children, to know that the teachers are going to be amazing, to know that the officers there are going to be amazing, and the facilities are going to be amazing for you, your children to learn. So it's something of pride. When you talk to those SROs, they are proud that people trust us with their greatest gifts. Because I will tell you this, there is nothing in this world that I'm more proud of than my daughter and my son. And there's not much I wouldn't do for them. And I know when I talk to my other friends that have children, that they feel the same way. So there, when I walk into schools and I'm able to see those things going on, it really makes me happy. I'm telling you right now, I'm excited for the first day of school. And I know the parents who work from home are also excited to get those kids out of those houses.
Just sitting here thinking, that's one of the safest things that you can do with your child. Is send them to school, because they have security from the time they get on the bus, from the time that they're at school until the time that they get off the bus. You don't have to worry about that. You can go about your life knowing that they're in the care of the school district. The SROs are there, and it's such a beautiful thing for a parent to know that their kid and their child is safe. And the only thing they have to do is just make sure that they instill the right things in them while they're at home, because we're going to be doing our job.
Absolutely. You know, with the adding of the real-time crime center, we're able to download information and work through social media threats. Those things are going to happen. In the society we live in today, you're going to hear things about somebody's on Instagram, somebody's on Snapchat, somebody's this, saying this, that. We address and attack each one of those and run them down to the ground and make sure that they're not legitimate, to make sure that, and if there is someone making those threats, they're going to jail. And our school district is going to take that seriously, and our school district is going to get them out of the way. So that's something that, you know, you see, we're going to have it this year. We had it last year, where threats will be moving around on social media, those things. But with the real-time crime center, the SROs, our investigators, and the leadership of Sheriff Simmons, we make the children's safety our number one priority. And we will make sure at any means necessary that if you make a threat or you say something stupid about our schools and you put a situation where our parents are concerned or worried about their children going to school, we're going to find you. We're going to put you in jail, and we're going to work with the state attorney's office to prosecute you to the fullest. It's pretty simple. You do not mess with our children.
Parents, you heard that. And I want to say to the parents that the district, law enforcement, the SROs and everything, your child is going to be fine. What we need you to do is set your clock, get up a little early, and make sure we don't have any traffic jams and accidents on the highway. We're taking the burden of the children off of you, but we need you to make sure that you do the things you need to do so you can leave a little early, and that will help us all out.
Like we started, patience is key today on the first day. Patience.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.